So this is Ken Condon from Tony's Track Days, and I'm sitting here in the truck with Tony Annarelli from Tony's Track Days. We're on our way down to the Barber Motorsports Racetrack. It's November. It's really, really cold up in New England, so we figured we'd head south. Although the weather forecast sort of looks a little chilly for our taste, but hey, we're going to give it a go and see what the track's like down there. I thought we'd take the opportunity right now to just sort of answer some questions, really the FAQs that we have on the website, but that we continually get from people. And so we thought we'd just, clarify some of these issues that would come up. And so, you know, we've got a lot of time here in the truck, so we figured we'd do that now. So let's start off first with just to let you know that if you've never done a track day before, the most basic question we have is, you know, about just what it's like. And people really are concerned that it's racing. It's a racetrack, therefore it must be racing. And one of the biggest things that we do try to dispel is the idea that if you get on the racetrack, that you're somehow going to need to go a particular speed to be safe, and that there could be people out there really wanting to, you know, cause you harm. That's couldn't be further from the truth. Now, you are on a racetrack, and you are in an environment that's really allowing you to push the limits. And that's a good thing, because it's better to do it on the racetrack than on the street, and you get to learn really how to control your motorcycle and learn the capabilities of the motorcycle and of your own skill, your skill level. And with that, you'll be able to develop your skills so that you have a much wider safety margin on the street. So that's partly what we're all about, is to make sure that people not only have a good time, but that they're really learning how to control their motorcycle in a masterful way. So we really focus on cornering and braking and all that kind of stuff. Now, as far as the racetrack environment, to get back to that, if you think of it really as just a great road where everybody's going in the same direction, and everybody's following, you know, the same rules. There are various group rules depending on whether you're a novice, an intermediate, or an advanced track day rider. And passing rules are really designed to accommodate, you know, each level. There's more aggressive, or I should say more lenient passing rules with the more advanced groups. But that there are some basic courtesy rules when it comes to passing that everybody follows. And particularly for specifics, there's no inside passing at the beginning of a turn, so that you can really count on nobody will be sort of stuffing you up the inside and standing you up. That would be a number one no-no that we would talk to somebody about to make sure that they understood the rules. So that's one of our biggest things, that when you come to a track day, it's not about speed and competition. It's really about you having a great time on your bike. And that's how Tony's Track Days has designed our events, really for many years. We've been at this for over a dozen years. I don't know, Tony, you keep saying late 90s. I guess it's late 90s, but do you think 98, 97?
1997, I know I definitely saw photographs on the internet from a track day we did that year, but I think we might have even done one the year before.
I remember when we first did it, Tony was working for an internet service provider called Samnet, and so it was under that name. And then we did some events under the Sport Riders in New England. Some of you guys probably remember that group. It was an internet group, one of the first ones in New England. And Band of Riders spun off of that, and New England Street Riders, and there were a couple of others. There was one called One Down, Five Up that was around for a while. Anyhow, that was where we started. We really were in the New England Sport Rider community. And so back, like I say, 97, 98, that's when we've been doing this. So we've been doing this quite a long time. So anyhow, what we really want to discuss, and really so that this is of value to you, is to answer those questions that we're constantly getting. Like, let's talk a little bit about, say, like bike prep. That's a big one for street riders. They always think, again, that, you know, think racing, and that they have to prepare their bike as though it's a race bike, which is, you know, it's pretty extensive preparation, but we don't really require that. So let's go over that for a little bit. Tony, what are the questions you hear most about bike prep?
I guess the thing I hear most is, like you said, what do I have to do? But really, they're afraid they have to do the full gamut of race prep. As we're headed down to Alabama right now, and we basically had to do the full gamut, we realized a long time ago that the average street rider doesn't want to drain his coolant and wire every bolt and do all that stuff. So we made the requirements pretty simple. Basically, you put a, if you have a good working street bike that's clean, not leaking any fluids, then really you just throw a hose clamp on your oil filter, assuming it's an external oil filter. Disable your brake light or put some tape over it. And that's really it. The rest of the items, maybe cover your mirrors with tape or remove those.
Yeah, it's actually really pretty easy. And a lot of people, a surprising number, really ride their bikes to the track. And they're ready to go through tech inspection within like 20 minutes or a half hour. And we have people there that if you're unsure about what needs to be done, that we take care of, we'll help you with that. Go to the website. All this information's on the website. And we hope it's in a good place that's easy to find. If not, then shoot me or Tony an email. That's ken@tonystrackdays.com or tony@tonystrackdays.com. And let us know how we can improve the website. But go to the site, and under bike prep, you'll see a video that I did that really kind of covers the stuff that we look at. It's not a lot. You'll find that it's really very, you know, straightforward. And you can get your bike ready. Any street bike that's in decent condition, again, you know, rat bikes are something that we'll scrutinize a lot closer. You know, you got a dirty bike, that tells us a little bit about, you know, that maybe we need to take a closer look. But it's really not a big deal. Okay, so let's move on to rider prep. Now, rider prep is another one. It's like, oh, gee, I don't have riding gear, so I can't take a track day. Well, first off, now, we don't want to sound kind of smug about this, but what do you mean you don't have riding gear? Right, Tony?
Absolutely. If you're riding on the street, you should have riding gear.
And we don't require that you have racing leathers. Again, this racing word keeps coming up. We actually allow you to wear, you know, good textile street riding gear, you know, the stuff that's Cordura or similar. We do require that you have a hard back protector, or one of the ones that are not like the mouse pad padding. So as much protection and armor that you have, the better. But we definitely require that back protector. And again, you're gonna, you know, presumably you ride with, you know, with a jacket that meets that standard, a full face helmet that's in good condition and not been crashed in. You know, it's kind of common sense stuff. Now, as far as things like flip face helmets, you know, what are our things about that, Tony? We get that question a lot.
Yeah, in our beginner group, if you have a good quality flip-up type helmet, we don't mind you using that in the beginner group. However, it must stay down the entire time. At no point can you flip it up during the day.
Yeah, you got to remember that once you're on the on your bike and your bike's rolling, you're pretty much going to be on a live track. You know, so you have to imagine that you're not out there just tooling around like on the street. So there is a different level of seriousness when it comes to you being ready for anything happening. As far as gloves go, we need you to cover your wrists, so gauntlet gloves, no mesh gloves, because again, you got to think about for your protection. We don't want you to see you get hurt. People do fall down on racetracks, which we'll talk about a little bit more. So if it does happen, 99% of the time people just get up, brush themselves off, and get back to the pits, you know, replace their brake lever or whatever, and they're back on the track. Now, you come with shoddy gear, and we can't guarantee that you're going to end up, hurting, so that you're going to need some Band-Aids and some medical attention. So wear the best gear you can afford, and it should be stuff that really you should be wearing on the street as well, because crashing happens on the street too, at least so I hear. for as far as pants go, you need to have, you know, riding pants. Which again, the Cordura type stuff with armor in the knees, that works just fine. Zipping together, we want you to make sure that you have no exposed skin. So the pants and jacket ideally need to zip together, although we do allow people to have two-piece suits that overlap, and that, so that when you're in position, we see no skin. Now, again, is that ideal? No, because if you were to go down, then, you know, you could easily, your jacket could easily hike up, and it could, you know, expose your lower back to abrasion. So we would really ideally not have you have that possibility. Okay, so we talked about bike prep and rider prep. Again, boots, things like that. All that stuff's on the website. A lot of it's common sense. So please just, if you have any questions, go ahead and email us. But really, if it's not on the website, it's, you know, I'd be very surprised. Okay, let's talk a little bit about crashing. Because that's another huge thing we get. So well, I don't want to crash my bike. Well, my smug response is, well, then don't. And I say that in a way that's like, if you think about it, do you crash on the street? Well, hopefully not. Maybe you have, in which case, you know, you might want to take up a different sport. But it's the same deal here on the racetrack, is nobody's telling you that crashing is imminent. And especially on the racetrack where you don't have cars going in the other direction and sand on the road and animals jumping out in front of you, without all those distractions, you're able to, you know, just focus on your riding. And so the variables that you have to deal with out on the street really aren't there. So with that in mind, why would you crash? Well, the only real reason is that you're pushing it. And now that's really primarily why people crash. And you're in an environment that allows you to do that. And you oftentimes don't know where your limits are until you reach them. Well, that's kind of where we come in a little bit. We don't take responsibility for your riding. We don't ride the bike for you. But we do have classroom sessions that really are designed to help you to recognize how you're doing and what you need to learn before, you know, you get into trouble. And our guys out there and gals are riding around, and one of their jobs is to kind of spot people that are potentially getting themselves close to the edge, and they may not know it. Surprisingly, a lot of people, when we bring them aside and say, you know, you really need to slow down because you're really riding on the edge, and they're like, really? I didn't know that. Well, we can see it a mile away. We've been at this a long time. And so we talk to you about, you know, slowing things down and working on some of the fundamentals. And if you can do that yourself, if you can sort of self-evaluate and say, you know what, I'm feeling a little tense here. Holding onto the handlebars pretty hard, and I'm breathing hard, and my eyes are bugging out. Slow down. And as far as what you're nervous about the people on the track, which is another big part, I'm segueing into another situation, is a lot of people are nervous about holding other people up. Well, if you just hold the line, which is what we teach you to do in the beginner class, and then we help you when we're out on the racetrack. If you hold your line, people that are faster than you will just simply go around you. It's really not a big deal. You ride your ride, and then therefore you've reduced the risk, minimizing the risk that you'll crash. So, but when crashes happen, you know, they do, and people tip over, and bikes get damaged, and it does happen. Now, I know a question that Tony gets all the time is about whether your insurance is going to cover your crashed bike. What do you respond with that, Tony?
I guess that depends. We have certainly seen some insurance companies cover it. And the critical factor, if you will, is that we are not a timed competition. There's no racing, whether against another person or against the clock. So because we're a non-timed event, this more falls under the training or school. And the insurance companies that recognize that, they do cover it. But you'd have to check with your specific policy.
Yeah, so that's always, we can't give you a yes or no on that. It's a risk that you take. You can talk to your insurance agent about that. Sometimes you might really have to send them to our website, and where they can notice that really we're not talking about racing, we're talking about training, and that might help your case. But realistically, you know, you may be in for a fight if you have a crash. Again, you're on a closed course, even though it's not competition. People have a hard time when, just like a lot of potential track day customers have, with just the idea of being on a racetrack, therefore it must be racing. Okay, is there anything else we need to talk about, Tony? Am I thinking of anything? I mean, those are the big ones.
First time rider, I think we covered most of the topics.
Right. You know, you first timers, you know, come on out. And here's another thing, is if you want to come out and just check it out, some people are just like not sure that it's right for them. Well, that's okay. We understand. Come on out. See what's going on. We're going to be at the Thompson Racetrack in Connecticut, the brand new Thompson Racetrack, and also in the New York Safety Track out in central New York. Those are our two main tracks for 2014. Come on out. Check things out. see how friendly everybody is, how helpful, and we'd love to see you out there. Tonystrackdays.com. All right? If you have any questions, we're here at the email, but again, check out the website. Almost everything you need to know is there. Okay, take care.
Good job, Ken.
Stop recording.